Surrounded by fences or walls and watched over by guards, Vietnam's drug rehabilitation centres provide what the government calls labour therapy to treat thousands of addicts every year. But a report by Human Rights Watch published this week contests how much good the camps actually do, with accusations of forced labour and torture from former detainees. There are more than 100 drug rehabilitation centres in Vietnam. Under Vietnamese law, drug addicts can be held for up to 4 years for treatment. Detainees work in a variety of jobs, from agriculture to construction. The government says the work keeps addicts away from the temptations of the outside world while giving them useful jobs. However, Human Rights Watch says the centres are little more than forced labour camps, designed as profit-making machines for businesses. Nguyen Van Minh, head of the Department of Social Evils Prevention under the Ministry of Labour, Invalids and Social Affairs, says the rehab centres help people recover from their addictions. Minh says the work helps addicts recover their health and learn a trade that will help them reintegrate into society when they are released. The centres first emerged at the end of the Vietnam War in 1975 as camps that provided re-education through labour. They were given a boost in the mid-1990s as part of a government campaign to eradicate so-called social evils. Human Rights Watch says more than 300,000 people passed through the centres between the year 2000 and 2010. Since the year 2000, the number of camps has nearly doubled, from 56 to 123. However, government figures show detained patient relapse rates at 70 to 80%. Researchers say this is because the camps are more focused on making money than treatment. Eamon Murphy is UNAIDS country coordinator in Vietnam.
If you're talking about heroin dependence, you need to have medical assisted treatment, you know, and opioid substitutions such as methadone.
Murphy says therapy camps actually harm detainees because they delay treatment. He says camp conditions encourage the spread of drug-resistant tuberculosis.
The issue here around HIV is you cannot wait until someone is very sick to introduce them to treatment, because then the benefits of the treatment are limited. So you need to introduce people to HIV treatment as early as possible.
The Human Rights Watch report details one recent resident who worked peeling cashews. The resin burnt his skin. He said if any detainees refused to work, they were slapped. He said if they continued to refuse, they were sent to a punishment room. Other former detainees interviewed said they had to pay for expenses like food, the costs of which were deducted from their wage. Some said they even owed money upon release. The report says if the detainees refuse to work, they are beaten with electric batons or truncheons. Vietnamese official Nguyen Van Minh denied the charges. He says drug addicts only work for 2 to 3 hours in the rehab centres. In the future, he said, the government will cover their food costs. There is no public record of companies with commercial or contractual relations with the centres. Human Rights Watch says some products may have made their way into the supply chain of companies who sell goods abroad. Swiss-based Vestergaard Franzen was alerted by the rights group after it was discovered centres were producing mosquito nets for the company. Following an investigation, the company terminated relations with the subcontractors who were involved in commissioning companies to work at the centres. International donors have provided limited funding for the centres for over a decade, with programmes such as staff training and support for HIV. Eamon Murphy, the UNAIDS country coordinator in Vietnam, says compulsory detention is not the answer. Instead, he says, the government should continue expanding voluntary community-based services, which have provided access to effective drug treatment services, including methadone, since 2008.
The community-based programs where government is looking to reach 80,000 heroin-dependent people by 2015 is a significant. It's the way to go. And so far in the last 2 years, there's been a rapid effort by government to scale up this program. They've now gone from 2 initial pilot provinces to 26 centres across the country and have plans for many more.
The United Nations says there is little evidence to prove compulsory detention can cut relapse rates. In fact, the majority of residents in the camps have been detained at least once before. Human Rights Watch has called for all donors and companies to stop working with the forced detention centres. This is Marianne Brown reporting from Hanoi for VOA News.